How you doing there? Welcome back to Babylon Talmud. Today we're studying Daf Nun Zayin, Daf 57, Masechta Bava Metzia. Friends, your friends. Today's Daf is not such an easy one. I think in the end it gets kind of easy. The truth is, the last chunk is pretty easy, but the first chunk isn't. How's that? Let's do it. All right. Let's do it. All right, we're going to start on Daf Nun Zayin, Amud Aleph, three lines into the Amud. That'll be on one sec. I had to use the other recording the other day. Yeah, I edited it today, but 2 days ago is Daf. The audio, the sound just cut out like halfway through. I would have had to redo the Daf. I was so happy that I had the backup audio. I hope the quality is okay. I'll have to listen to it. But I'm so happy that I had the backup audio. It was so clutch. So, yeah. All right. Let me scratch my head. All right. Let's do it. All right. Where are we? All right. Oh. Zayin Amud Aleph. Three lines into the Amud. Omar Rove says Rove. Omar Rav Choso says Rav Choso. Boy Rab Ami. Rav Ami asked Akasha. Oh no, ain't loim. Okay, so the Mishnah had listed a whole bunch of things. What did the Mishnah say? If we go back to Nun Vav Amud Aleph, the Mishnah had said, "Elu dvarim she'ein loim oinoyo." These things don't have ono. Va'avodim, va'ashtoris, va'akarkois, va'ekdeishes. There's no ono. So now says the Gemara. So again, Amar Rav, Amar Rav Choso, Boy Rav Ami. Oh no, ain't loim. Sure, they don't have ono. Bitul mekach yesh loim. Ah, it's a kasha, right? But do they have bitul mekach? Oh, ain't loim. Or not. That's the kasha. So there's no din or no by these things. Avodim, kakos, shtoris, hekdeshos. There's no din or no, right? If you over or undercharged by a sixth, there's no din or no. What if it's more than a sixth? If it's more than a sixth, it's no longer or no. It's just bitul mekach, right? The sale is invalid. So if it's more than a sixth, then what about that? Would the sale be invalid? So that's the kasha, right? So again, starting from the beginning, Amar Rava, Amar Rav Chaso, Abay, Rav Ami, Ono, Eloin, Bitul Mekach Yishloim. Do we say okay? There's no din Ono, but if it's more than a sixth, then there would be Bitul Mekach. Oh, Eloin or Nisht. Just like there's no Ono, so just like there's no overcharging or undercharging by Ono, so it doesn't matter if it's a sixth or even over a sixth, you know, also like these sort of laws don't apply. Amr of Nachmin, so Rav Nachmin had the Amr of Chose, that then Rav Chose said, Poshit Rav Ami, the Rav Ami answered, Ono ein loem, bitul mekach yesh loem, that while they don't have a din Ono, there is bitul mekach if it is more than 1/6. Rabbi Yona Omer Ahekdeshus, Rabbi Yirmiya Omer Akakos Vitarvayu Mishmid Rabbi Yechanan Omru Ono Eloim Bitomekach Yeshloin. That Rabbi Yochanan had said that there is no din of Ono, but there is a din of Bitul Mekach, and there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yona and Rabbi Yirmiya about what Rabbi Yochanan was referring to. Rabbi Yona says that Rabbi Yochanan was saying that by Rabbi Yona said that by Hekdeshos. Rabbi Yochanan was saying that by Ekdeshos there's no Ono, but there is Bitul Mekach. And Rabbi Yirmiya says that it's by that Rabbi Yochanan said about Karkos, about property, that there is no Ono, but there is Bitul Mekach. Manda Omra Ekdeshos, Rabbi Yona, who says that Rabbi Yochanan is talking about Hekdeshos, that there is no Ono, but there is Bitul Mekach when it comes to Ekdeshos, Kol Sheken HaKarkos. Certainly, he would say, right, certainly then that Allah would also be applied to karkos, to property. Because, meaning, if we're saying that there's bitul mekach, that you can make, it's mekach tos, you can make a mistake. And I think it makes more sense to say that we're talking about underpaying, right? So, meaning, if he's saying that by hekdeshos, so for example, if you are po de hekdesh for just a pruta, you way underpay. So who's the one who's getting the short end of the stick? The Eibishter. The Eibishter, right? And we're saying that it's mekach tos, that we can consider it to be a mistake by the Eibishter. Well, then certainly by karkos, then certainly when you're buying property from a bosser vadam, from a person, there would be a bit of mekach there as well. There would be mekach tos, a mistake over there. But according to Yirmia, who says that Rabbi Yochanan is saying that there's bitul mekach when it comes to karkos, aval hekdeshos lo, but by hekdish, not. There would not be a din of bitul mekach. I mean, Rabbi Yochanan is saying that this din of bitul mekach is by property, where you're buying from a person, and a person can make a mistake, but by hekdish, where we're talking about the Eibishter over here, and the Eibishter doesn't make mistakes, so therefore, there would be no bitul mekach over there. Kedishmul, like Shmuel, Domer Shmuel, that says Shmuel, hekdish of it, money, that if you have hekdish valued at a mono, right, if you say, I'm going to give my, I'm being makdish my house to a hekdish, and it's worth a mono, shechidla al shavu pruta, and only a pruta, mechulul, it's nonetheless mechulul, because there is no bitul mekach when it comes to hekdish. So Yirmiya says that when Rabbi Yochanan says that there is bitul mekach, that would be by karkos, but by hekdeshos there would not be bitul. There would not be bitul mekach. Tanan also we learn in Masechta Temura, imoy kodesh baal mum yotza lechulin, that if you have, if I understand correctly, if you have a korban, you have an animal that you set aside for a korban, and then it got a mum, so you can't offer it as a korban. So you mechalal it onto another animal. Okay, you mechalal it onto another animal, and you'll offer that animal instead. So again, imhayo kodesh ba'mum. So for mechalal one animal, right, an animal that was going to be set aside for a korban, and you mechalal it onto, and it got a mum, and you mechalal it onto another animal. So yotzal lechulin. So then the original animal is no longer kodesh. It's chulin. V'tzorich lasos lo domim. And if the other animal, the animal that you were mechal onto, the animal that is now going to be a korban, if the second animal was less expensive than the original animal, so then you have to make up the difference for hektish. Yeah, you have to make up the difference. You have to make up the difference. Omer b'yechanan, says b'yechanan, yotzeh l'chulin dvar teireh. Okay, so mid'oraisa, the animal that had a mum becomes chulin, and you mechal it onto a second animal. V'tzorech lasos l'odom mid'vrein. But making up the difference, if the second animal is less expensive, less valuable, that's mid'rabbanan. Whereas v'resh lakish, Omer says v'resh lakish, af tzorech lasos l'odomim min hateireh. That making up the difference, says Rish Lakish, is midoraisa. That making up the difference, says Rish Lakish, is midoraisa. You have to make up the difference, midoraisa. All right, fine, okay. So Rabbi Yechanan says you have to make up the difference, midorabonin. Rish Lakish says you have to make up the difference, midoraisa. Now, b'maya skino, what are we talking about? Ilema. If we're talking about where the second animal is less valuable than the original animal, it's 1/6 less than the original animal, so it's ona. But one second, we said in our mission that there's no ona when it comes to hektish. So how could Rish Lakish say that he would have to make up the difference mida oraisa, that there was ona mida oraisa? The mission says there is no ona when it comes to hektish. So, behold, lemer Rish Lakish, would Rish Lakish say that by ona, tzarech lasos l'odom dvar teireh, that mida oraisa, you would have to make up the difference because it's ona? Well, tonight we learned in our Mishnah, elu dvarim she'en lo'em onoya, these are the things that there is no din ona. Hakarkois v'avodim v'ashtaros v'ha'ekdeishis. That by hekdish, there's no ona. So how could Rish Lakish say that you have to pay back the difference mida oraisa? Elo bitul mekach. Okay, so we're talking about where it's more than a sixth less valuable than the original. And it's a matter of bitul mekach. But if that's the case, Rabbi Yochanan, at least according to Rabbi Yona, this isn't a kasha according to Rabbi Yirmiya, according to Rabbi Yona, he had said that by hektish, Rabbi Yochanan had said that there's bitul mekach by hektish. So if that's the case, that it's more than a sixth, so then there should be bitul mekach. Rabbi Yochanan should say that mida oraisa, you would have to make up the difference. Not mida rabbanon, So then, if it's more than a sixth, then at least according to Rabbi Yonah, how could Rabbi Yochanan say that you only have to make up the difference midir abonon? But Rabbi Yonah said that Rabbi Yochanan had said that by hekdeshos, Rabbi Yirmiyahu omer akarkos. Rabbi Yirmiyahu says by karkos, and he would say that according to Rabbi Yochanan by hekdeshos there wouldn't be bitul mekach. But Rabbi Yonah, however, had said that by hekdeshos there would be bitul mekach. V'tarvay v'shmed Rabbi Yochanan amri ono ein loin bitul mekach yishloin. That Rabbi Yonah had said that by karkos, that by hekdeshos, Rabbi Yochanan said that there is but there is bitul mekach. So if that's the case, then Rabbi Yochanan should say that he would have to make up the difference midah oraisa. Well, my brain's already turning to mush. Why should my brain be turning to mush? I mean, this is kind of mushy stuff, but like, it's a little bit too early. The daf is young. We're only 10 minutes into the daf. Chaver, maybe I was talking about the other day, right? We were discussing, can you actually do actual damage to your brains by working them too much? Maybe I am. Maybe my brain is like slowing down. But how could that be? Shouldn't it be like working out? I feel like my brain should be getting stronger, not weaker. Then again, I slept like less than 5 hours last night. Maybe that's part of it. All right. Anyways, bitul mekach yeshloim. No, so we're kind of in a pickle, right? Because Rabbi Yochanan says that we have this animal that is hektish, and then it got a mum. So you mechal onto a different animal. That animal is less expensive. If you say that it's less expensive by a sixth, so then how could Rish Lakish say that you need to make up the difference mido oraisa? But I thought there's no. And if you say that it's more than a sixth, then how? I don't understand. At least according to Rabbi Yonah, there would be bitul mekach according to Rabbi Yochanan, which means he should have to make it up in the oraisa. But Rabbi Yochanan is saying they only have to make it up in the rabbanon. So the olam bitul mekach. Okay, so really it is talking about bitul mekach, where it's more than a sixth. Okay, so then according to Rabbi Yonah, how could Rabbi Yochanan be saying midir rabbanon should be midir oraisa v'ipuch? Rabbi Yochanan is shlokshu, v'der shlokshu Rabbi Yochanan. So, and just flip it around, flip around, Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, and say Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says you have to make it up midir oraisa because there's bitul mekach, and Rish Lakish is the one who says midir rabbanon. But Michael, if again, what are Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish arguing about? But the Shmuel, they're arguing about Shmuel. The Amr Shmuel says Shmuel hekdesh shavet mane shechilul al shavet puta mechulal. That Shmuel had said that hektish that was worth a mana that you were mechal for only a pruta, it's still mechulal. I.e., there is no bitul mekach by hektish, and therefore. My isle dishmul umar leisle dishmul. So the one who says that it's only midir abonon because there's no bitul mekach, you would hold like Shmuel. The one who says that it's midir oraisa because there is bitul mekach would not hold of Shmuel. Ibai same alternatively. Tchuli ame islu dishmul. Now everybody agrees with Shmuel that if you're mechal hektish worth a mana on only a pruta, it's still mechulal. But what they're arguing about is my sofer shechilalo in. Nechatchila lo, that it's bidyevid to be mechalal on less than a mana on only a pruta, it's bidyevid. Umasover fi lechatchila, whereas the other opinion says no, even lechatchila you can. Rashi says even so, still later on. You should like make up the difference to hektish, but it wouldn't be an issue lechatchila, and therefore making it up would only be midir abonon. Okay. Wait, what? Yeah, exactly. Ibai same. Alternatively, lo olam bichdei onah. Really, it's talking about onah. Lo tepach. Don't flip anything around. Ubdav chista kamiflige. De omar my ein lem onah einam b'toras onah. Da filu pachus bichdei onah. Chozer. The Rav Chisda has an interesting opinion. That Rav Chisda says that what does it mean that by hektish there's no din ona? Not that there's no ona by hektish. Fakert. There's super ona by hektish. That ona is usually only kicks in at a sixth. By hektish, it kicks in even less than that. So therefore, meaning the simple understanding of the mission is that there's no din ona by hektish. But Rav Chisda says that there's no, you better bet your bottom dollar there's ono by hektish, and only not only that, normally it would only ono would kick in at a six by hektish, even less, right? Afilu pachus mechdei ono choser, even if it was less than a sixth, you'd have to make it up, and therefore, so you can keep it the way it is that Rabbi Yochanan says midir abanon, and Rish Lakish says midoraisa, but they're not talking about bitul mekach. They're talking about when about ono. So Rabbi Yochanan understands the Mishnah in the simple pshat, the way that we've been understanding it until now, that there's no din ono b'chlal, and therefore making it up is only midar abonin. Rish Lakish holds like Rav Chisda that you bet there's a din ono that it's an even more stringent din ono, and you'd have to make it up midoraisa. Meis we have a kasha on Rav Chisda. Ribis v'ono lehejit. Okay, so by regular person, you know, interest, you can't charge interest. Ono, you can't overcharge or undercharge. V'ein ribis v'ono lehektish. There's no ribis and ono when it comes to hektish. So we see that we have a brisa saying that there's no ono by hektish. How could Rav Chisda say that there is ono by hektish? Mi'alima mi'masnisa, come on. Is that the best kasha you got? Is this Bryce any stronger than our Mishnah? Do Kinma Bitoros Ona that we said, what does it mean in our Mishnah that there's no din ona by, that there's no ona by hektish? It means that normally it would be a sixth when it's ona, but by ona it's even, but by hektish it's even less than a sixth. Hachanami, so you could say the same thing in this Bryce. So ribis vidin ona lehejit, vein ribis vidin ona lehektish. That by hejit there's ribis and ona, but by hektish, there's no ribis, and we're going to explain soon what ribis looks like in the context of hektish, and also there's no regular halachis of ona'a when it comes to hektish, rather even less than a sixth would be ona'a by hektish. Yochi, if that's the case, hanu dekatani seifa zechomer behejit mi behektish a ribis, but then it says, right, but one second, so I mean, you're saying that by hektish, ona is actually more stringent, that it's not a six, it's even less than a six. But if that's the case, we say that, you know, the Brisa continues and says that this is an area where a hedjot is more stringent than hektish. That a hedjot has ribis, a hedjot has ona, and neither one of these things apply to hektish. But now, if we're explaining that actually by hektish there is ona, and not only is there ona by hektish, it's even less than a sixth. Well, then we should also then say the opposite as well, the flip side, which is that when it comes to hektish, that when it comes to hektish, it's more stringent than a hejit because ona is even less than a sixth. So less than nine, let's also teach zechomer behektish mi behejit a ona, and say that hektish is more stringent than a hedjit because by hektish, ona is even less than a sixth. Hachliashta b'shlom zechom behedjit mi behektish v'sulo. To which we say, yeah, but the thing is, it's a chiddush when we say that this is a chomer by a hedjit than by hektish. Obviously, right, because let's go about it for a second. Ele hektish zechomer v'sulo, meaning right, by hektish, would this be the only way that hektish is more stringent than a hedjit? Meaning hektish, when it comes to hektish, there's a million ways that something that's hektish is going to be more stringent. There's din me'ila. There's a thousand ways that hektish is more stringent than things that are for a hedjit. So this is just an additional reason that ona is even less than a sixth. Add it to the list. But by a hedjit, this is a big chiddush. That by a hedjit, there's ribis, there's no ribit by hektish. By a hedjit, there's ona. There's no din ona by hektish. Well, I guess we're saying that there is a din ona by hektish, meaning it's actually right, but it's actually more stringent by hektish. But meaning, okay, yeah, okay, fine. Meaning, so we said, so that would be referring to ribis, right? So, okay, fine. So by a hedjit, there's a din ribis, but not by hektish. Okay, wow, okay. So there's what? Wow, okay. So there's a way that actually a hedjit is more stringent than hektish. The opposite, though, there's a thousand reasons why hektish is more stringent than a hedjit. There wouldn't be any reason to point this specific thing out. Just add it to the list. Now, ribis de hektish hechidami, what does ribis look like? What does interest look like in the context of hektish? Ilema de ozve gizber Meya be'esrim b'mei be'esrim. Well, maybe what interest would look like when it comes to Hekdesh is that the treasury, the temple treasury, lends $100 to somebody of Hekdesh money and says, pay back 120. Classic interest. But the thing is, you can't loan, you're not allowed to loan money of Hekdesh to somebody. And therefore, the second he did loan it, it became chulin, it was me'ila. It became chulin immediately, so it's no longer talking about interest for Hekdesh, it's at this point chulin. So if that's not a good example. V'avlu dehejit, and then they're a hejit, and they're no longer Hekdesh anymore. Omer Voshai says, Voshai achav ma'eskinu kigon shekibel olav l'sapik siltos me'arba v'amdu mishalish. Kizani makabel olav l'sapik siltos me'arba v'amdu mishalish me'sapik me'arba mishalish v'amdu me'arba me'sapik me'arba shi'ar Hekdesh al yona. So interest, of course, is if you lend, you know, $100, and then, you know, in return you're getting 120. So you're getting, you know, you're getting more than what you had set out initially. So now we want to say, so Rav Oshaya says that what is it talking about in the context ribis in the context of Hekdesh? It means, and we're saying that there's no ribis, it would not be a problem in the context of Hekdesh. It means the following: you have a person who has he's a farmer, he's got a wheat field, and he says, I am going to supply all the flour for the Beis HaMikdash for this year. And at the time, flour was 4 sa'ah for a sela. At the time, flour was 4 sa'ah for a sela. And the Beis HaMikdash paid him up front for all the flour, all their flour needs for the year. Then the price of flour, the price of wheat or flour increased. So now it's 3 sa'ah for a sela. It's more expensive now. However, the farmer is not allowed to renegotiate the contract to say, hey, the price of flour went up, you know, I want to renegotiate, you know, you need to pay me more money. No, you can't do that. He committed to 4, you know, four for a sela. So he has to honor that. And it's not ribis. We're not saying, well, he's only been paid for one thing, and now he's being expected to, you know, provide more value than what he had initially committed to. We're saying, no, it's not ribis in this context. And similarly, in the event that the opposite was true, that initially when they negotiated the contract, it was 3 sa'ah for a sela, but then it decreased in value, and now you're getting 4 sa'ah for a sela, the Beis HaMikdash can renegotiate the contract so that now they're getting flour for 4 sa'ah for a seller at the low, for a seller at the lower price. So meaning Hekdesh is always going to get the upper hand, and we don't say that it's considered ribis. I guess ribis would probably be more in the first case, but we don't say that it's ribis that, you know, they're laying out money and getting more in return. So again, so Amar Rav Oshaya says, Rav Oshaya achav ma'eskinu, here we're talking about kigon shekibel olav nesapik saltos me'arba v'amdu mishalosh. For example, if this farmer had accepted upon himself to provide accepted the contract to provide wheat flour to the Beis HaMikdash. At the time, it was 4 sa'ah for a sela, and the Beis HaMikdash paid up front. V'amdu mishalosh, but then the price of flour became 3 sa'ah for a sela, i.e., it increased. He still needs to supply the Beis HaMikdash at the same price at the lower price. And we don't say that it's that, right, that he's providing more value than he's being paid for, and that he's being expected to pay more than he received payment for. That he's to provide more than he received payment for. We don't say that it's interest. That if somebody accepted upon himself to supply flour at the price of 4 for a sela, and then it becomes 3 for a sela, misapik ma'arba, he still must provide at the initial rate, and it's not interest. Mishalosh, if initially it was 3 for a sela, v'amdu me'arba, then it became cheaper, now it's 4 for a sela, well then the temple treasury can renegotiate, misapik me'arba, they renegotiate the contract, and now it needs to provide at the lower rate, she'ad Hekdesh al-yona, that Hekdesh always has the upper hand, the better position, the more favorable position. V'apapa, Mrs. V'apapa, v'avnei binyin ha-masuris le'gizbor ha-skinun. So, so Papa, we're talking about the stones, I guess, stones that were used for building, I guess, in the Beis HaMikdash. That the thing is that they couldn't first be makdish the stones to use in the building of the Beis HaMikdash, because then you have to worry about ve'ila while you're working with them. So therefore, what they would do is they would write, let's go to Shmuel, like Shmuel Dar Shmuel Bonin Bechol Va'Achakach Mekachin, that they would only be makdish these stones only after they were done with the with the work, so that they didn't have to worry about me'ila during the building. And therefore, until they're makdishit, they're not yet hektish, and therefore there would not be, and we're saying that these stones you can lend, and it would not, since they're not hektish, they're going to be hektish, but they are not yet hektish, so therefore and we're saying that there would not be any issue of ribis if you lent them as money. Interesting. Okay, the rest of the daf is a breeze. In Boyan Tashlumei Keifa, we say that by Avodim, Karkos, Shtaros, Hekdeshos, there's no din of Kefel if they get stolen. Minanim Ili, how do we know this? The Tanur Rabbanan, the rabbis taught, Al Kol Dvar Pesha, it says in the context of Kefel, of Gneva, it says, Al Kol Dvar Pesha, Klal, it's a general rule. Al Shor, Al Chomer, Al Seh, Al Salma, Prat, that's a specific rule. Al Kol Aveda Shayomar, Chazar V'cholal, Klal Ufaru Klal. So we have a Klal, a Prat, and a Klal, and the Lacha is, Yatadon Ela Ke'en Aprat. So then we include things that are similar to the details, to the Prats, to the specifics. Ma Prat, Meforosh, Tavim Tatal V'gufa Mani, just like all those specifics are things that are movable, and they themselves, V'gufa Mamon, and they themselves are valuable. Avkol Davar Metatel V'gufa Mamon. So we include in Kefel things that are movable, and they themselves are mamon. Yotzu karko is chain and metaltlin. The exclusion of karka, which is not movable. Yotzu avodim shukshul karkos, and then we exclude avodim because avodim are visnachatim osim vnechem achareichem, that they are compared to karka. Yotzu shtaris, and to exclusion of documents shav bishem metaltlin, even though they're movable and gufan mamon, they themselves aren't mamon, but they're rather used in to exchange for mamon. Hekdeshos, and by hektish amar kro re'eu velo hektish. It says by Geneva, it says Re'eyu, your friend, not hektish. Tashume dalad vehei, and there's no dalad vehei. If you steal an animal of hektish and you slaughter it or sell it, there's no dalad vehei. My time, how come? Well, tashume dalad vehei, amrachman v'lo tashume shloshe v'arba. The answer is because since there's no, right, what's the deal with dalad vehei? Dalad vehei is in addition to kefal, right? Meaning if you steal something, so then you have to pay back the principal amount plus kefal. And if you slaughter it, then you have to also pay, in addition to kefal, you have to pay an additional two or three times based on if it's an ox or a donkey or a sheep. So now the thing is, if you subtract kefal, because we just said that there's no kefal, so then it would be three or four. But the thing is, it's not gimbal v'dalad, it's dalad vehei. So therefore, mele, it falls away because there's no kefal. Shomachinam eino nishba, and if he was a shomachinam for any of these things, he does not need to swear. If it gets stolen, he doesn't need to swear. I guess he just is off the hook. Minanimili, how do we know? The Tanur Rabbanan, the Rabbis taught, because it says by shomachinam, ki yitein ish areeu klal, kesef okelim prat, lishmor chazav v'cholal, klal ufaru klal, yatadon elakeina prat, ma prat mforish dover metatel v'gufo mamon, afko dover metatel v'gufo mamon, yotsu karkos she'enon metatelin, yotsu avodim shukshu l'karkos, yotsu shtosh avbish metatelin gufon mamon, ektesho samakore e'u re'eu v'lo shel ektish. That was literally the same thing as before. And now we're going to see the same thing as before again. No se socher enum shalim, and if he's a shomer socher, so normally a shomer socher is chai for gneva v'aveda, but here he is not. Again, Minanimili, how do we know this? The Tanur Rabbanan, ki teni shor eu klal, chomer o shor ose prat, v'chol be'ema lishmor, chaz v'cholal, klal ufaru chlal, yatadon elekena prat, ma prat mforish dover metalto v'gufo mamon, av kol dover metalto v'gufo mamon, yotsu kakos shere metalton, yotsu avodim shukshu l'kakos, yotsu shtosh av bishu metalton, ein gufon mamon, ek deishos, amur akra re'eu v'lo shalektish, chever, it's like literally the same thing. So yeah, as I said, the last quarter of this amud was a breeze. Chevre, that was daf Nun Zayin of Mesechta Bav Metzia. Wow, the first part of the daf was hard. The second part was super easy. But talking about if there is bittul mekach when it comes to that when it comes to these items in the Mishnah that there's no onah, is there bitul mekach? We saw different machlokes in Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yonah. Does it apply only to kaikos but not to hekdesh? Does it maybe also apply to hekdeshos? What about if you have a korban that you have to, that it gets a mummy machal into another korban? So then with machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish about you have to make up the difference midor arayis and midor abonon. Is it talking about onah? Is it talking about bitul mekach? Okay, these are all interesting things. We talk about interest when it comes to Ona, to Ekdish, different scenarios there. Peace out.